Reimagining Socrates. Enhanced cognition is not a promise of a microchip, as you can't make an untrained brain better by adding even more empty space. Just like we won't become more useful or more fetching with an extra arm or two, we won't become smarter if we add more brain. In fact, we have plenty of room. Close your eyes and try to navigate the walls of your apartment. So as long as it is all connected, you'll recall all the meaningful details. If you added pencil drawing to recalling details of said walls, you'd even refine and strengthen your memory so that next time you looked at them, you'd remember even more details. Listen, it is extremely dangerous to believe that stupid people actually exist. Well, there are people who lack information about the world, and people who lack the class that makes them rise, and culture to reach out for more narrated books, for one. And you know what else? A lot, if not most, of those people are given a crappy education on purpose. They are forced into servitude, mental slavery, to becoming obedient soldiers, to become an obedient workforce. That is not what humans are. Not at all. That's just what politicians need to become even wealthier. A human being is a creator. A poet, an artist, an inventor, a leader, a philosopher. Not a worker. All the people who talk about Socrates as a patriot willing to die for the state are stupid on purpose. There's only one reason why a man would abandon his family and all the people he loved: to pass on a message. And the only message that Socrates held that was more important than life was the importance of wisdom. Of knowledge that results in more than just the sum of its parts, of the enhanced operating system of our brains. Come on, we can't call Socrates one of the most important philosophers and believe he'd sacrifice for a state that betrayed him and wanted him dead. In fact, people back then were not as primitive as you think. And him wishing that his friend would repay that stupid chicken debt might have actually been a message. Socrates was not a clown. Your brainless philosophy teacher may be a clown. Certainly for regurgitating the second-hand nonsense of a man who died for a corrupt state. Socrates went from a brilliant teacher to giving up his life so that he would speak profoundly on the subject of importance of wisdom, and so that that message stayed with us until we figured it out. This love, the love of philosophy that made him who he was, or as we should call it, enhanced cognition, observation, fortitude, and courage, is still something that the importance of which we have not fully grasped. That is a disaster. More than that, there is only one reason to speak so profoundly about something that would have been so obvious to many back then. Wisdom was going to be removed from the culture. With overwork, with fake schools, and with an overwhelming force of short-sightedness. You see, wisdom brings prosperity, peace, safety, comprehension, and understanding. But politicians demand stupidity so that they can have cannon fodder that helps them turn war into a get-rich-quick scheme for themselves and all their friends. A scheme that also conveniently hides any and all traces of economic failure. A failure that occurred because of false leaders. Wisdom leads to greatness, and greatness leads to a world free from brainless liars and stupid dictators or emperors. The creatures that wanted Socrates gone have also erased his true legacy. It wasn't just paying his debt of a chicken he once borrowed that painted a childlike man, but telling stories in which Socrates wanted to sacrifice for the corrupt state, so that others would sacrifice for the state as well. After all, you know darn well that history is, in fact, written by the victors. Take wisdom away from the people by making them think that books are hard and fake schools teach, but they're just too stupid. And in their haste to overwork just to survive another day, they will never know that it was up to them to change the rules of the world and make it a better and wiser place for us all.